kicking us off this morning. We'll have a bit of fun with Aoife Hearn from Boyle Sport. Aoife, good morning and welcome to Northside Today.
Hiya, how are you? Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome, Aoife. Now, the reason, as I said, we're going to kick it off with a little bit of fun. Last week, for those of you who don't know, Aoife and her friends down in Boyle Sport issued a betting order. Now, not unusual for a bookmaker, one would think, except that this one referred to the next president of Ireland. Let us see what Aoife and her friends think, and we'll have a chat about it. And if you want to put out some or put forward some names, you can do so. 867 1190, 087 69 44 500. Anyway, Aoife and her friends down in Boyle Sport think that the chances of Gerry Adams succeeding Michael D. Higgins are currently 50-1. Mairead McGuinness 5-1, Fergus Findlay 7-1, Miriam O'Callaghan 8-1, Emily O'Reilly 8-1, Eamon O'Keefe 12-1. Let's see, yes, this is the one that got my attention. Bertie Ahern 12-1. Aoife, how do you come up with figures like that?
We have very, very intelligent political traders that would keep up to date with all of the political news, and they would give their input in it and have a look at trends as well online, and what's going on, as I said, in politics, and they would come up with their figures. Again, as always, the betting punters do have their say, and they do influence the odds as well. So there's a mixture of two things there, our traders with their knowledge and then with the punters. So that's how we come up with our odds.
Yeah, you know, I have to be honest now and declare my, I won't say my interest, but I'll declare my hand here in gambling terms. About a year, year and a half ago, I put a tenner on Miriam O'Callaghan to be the next president. How safe is my money?
Well, as you said yourself, Mary McGuinness is currently the 5-1 favourite, and she's been a long running favourite now for the last number of weeks. So I'd say you've a really good bet in your hands there, and I'd say your tenor is pretty, pretty safe.
And one thing that really does, and I have to be honest, does surprise me about this. You're looking at Gerry Adams at 50-1, but Bertie Ahern at, I would have thought 12-1 for Bertie Ahern was very generous.
Well, Bertie Ahern was priced at 7-1. We had a bit of a price change on him at the start of last month, but then there was a bit of a reshuffle in the betting, and we've seen Bertie drift back out to 12-1 with a bit of interest shifting back to Mairead McGuinness. Punters seem to have changed their minds again. They were nearly all in on Bertie at one stage and then changed back to Mairead McGuinness, so that's where you see the change in price there. So he did drift out from 7-1 to 12-1, sorry, which is what he's priced at now.
And tell me this, Aoife, now, on a serious note from your perspective, does media coverage affect the way the betting goes? We'll say, for argument's sake, if you had, we'll say you had a lot of coverage on the European Parliament, something happening there where Mairead McGuinness happened to get a lot of coverage, or if you had, which we saw recently, a lot of media coverage around the predicament that the Good Friday Agreement may be in vis-a-vis the problems with getting an assembly back up and running in the north. And because of that, we saw a lot of interviews with former Taoiseach Ahern. Does that affect their standing in the bettings, the more media coverage they get?
It wouldn't be exactly the more media coverage they get. It would be the reaction from it as well. So there could be a positive story out there, or positive reaction, or a good move for someone in the running to be the next president. And then you could see maybe an influx of bets off the back of that, or it could have, as you said, like maybe a negative impact on it. So it does kind of, you know, it changes people's opinions, and then people's opinions will affect the betting, because they will come in and have a bet on whoever they want or what they think would be a good candidate for the role as well. So yeah, it does have an impact in it, slightly, because as I said, it will influence punters and give them an idea who they might want to back. And like I said at the beginning, punters do have a very big say on what the odds reflect, especially in the next president betting.
Yeah, and I presume if Michael D. Higgins decides that he's going for a second term, all bets are off, are they? Or is this worded in such a way that it doesn't matter whether he does or not, is the president after him?
This is, yeah, this, the betting market that we have open at the minute is the next president after Michael D. Higgins. So it would be when his term actually ends. So it doesn't really matter if he goes for the next term. It would be for when he actually does completely step down as the president, so the president after him.
And we'll say, for argument's sake, the last presidential election, Aoife, you know, I suppose, you know, I did say we'd have a bit of fun with it, but at the same time, you know, anything involving money is a serious item. But was there, how close were you with Michael D? Had you that one bang on? And was there a lot of money gambled on the last presidential election?
There was markets like these, especially political betting, is very, very popular. And when it comes to the next president of Ireland, even you see it with the next president of the United States as well, they're hot topics. They're very interesting markets as well to get involved with. And we do see a lot of people getting involved with them. In terms of Michael D, so I think that was a market that was pretty almost cut and dry, to say. There was a lot of support in from punters as well, and it was something that we did have right. But as I mentioned before, the President of the United States, that was something we had wrong. We did not have Donald Trump correct, so we can be wrong.
So you're telling me you took a bath on that one, but I would imagine, Aoife, you're not the only one, because, you know, right up until the, 25 or a quarter ways through the count on the night, everybody had Hillary installed as the next president. Very few people had Trump. Nobody could see, what was the famous phrase, a path to the White House for Trump. Nobody could see it, but it materialised. As a matter of interest, Aoife, have you opened a book on who the next president of the US is going to be?
At the minute, we have we don't have a market open, but there's always markets there available on request. We have a lot of Donald Trump specials, though, such as like Trump not to serve a full term, which is odds on a 4-5, or Trump to have an official state visit in Ireland, which is priced at 2-1, or Trump not to be president on January 1st of 2018, which is 3-1. So we have some specials there available on it.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, have you odds of Trump being impeached?
At the minute, we do not. But I think when he initially became one, they were part of one of our special markets, but we're not offering any, none at the minute.
And, you know, we'll revert back again to the serious side of it. Do politicians and political parties pay attention to the likes of this, Aoife?
I'm sure it's a personal preference whether they want to pay attention to it and get involved in it themselves. Obviously, they can't have a bet on it themselves. But, I mean, if they want to concern themselves with what the likes of what the boys have to say about the upcoming elections, or who the next party leader could be, or whatever's going on in the political world, it would be more so political preference or personal preference.
And I suppose just to step outside the parameters of the one we're talking about this morning, did you get the Leo Varadkar one right? You did.
We did. Yeah, there was now with Leo Varadkar, there was a bit of flipping and flopping and betting in the run up to the announcement. But Leo Varadkar did. He held on to favouritism right until the end. Then.
Yeah, and I suppose going back to the question I asked you earlier, Aoife, and it's probably not a fair question to ask you, because, I mean, you're here talking from the gambling side of it, from Boyle Sports side of it, I suppose, and the business side of it, but you would wonder, do politicians look at this, and if somebody is surging ahead in the betting, do they keep doing what they're doing? And consequently as well, if somebody is falling behind in the betting, do they change tack and try and come up the ladder in the betting stakes?
Well, as I said, it would probably all come down to their personal preference, whether they want to concern themselves with what's happening in the betting. But it is a really good indication. It's almost like a poll in itself. It's a good indication to see where the punters' minds are at, because if they're going to get behind the favourite, or if there's a move in the betting, a lot of it is just because a lot of punters have gotten behind an outsider, and then we, as a result, have had the slash odds. So it could be a good indication if they're waiting on polls or anything like that to come through. As you said, they might have done something. They're like, is this going to work? If there was a change in their betting, it would show that punters are either getting behind them or have turned their backs on them.
That's absolutely fascinating. It's an aspect of politics that I never really delved into until the recently, you know, to look at it. And it really is interesting, because I would imagine that they do keep an eye on this sort of stuff, because it reflects the way the public is thinking and the public mood.
Yeah, exactly. That's the nail on the head right there. Like, it does really reflect what the public are thinking. I think that's the one thing that politicians could take away from the, as a positive, I suppose, of having betting markets on these elections or anything like that. You can actually have a better insight into to where the minds are at the public.
And I suppose, Aoife, without asking you to nail your colours to the mast, it is pretty odds on that Michael D is going to do a second term, is it?
Yeah, we've no betting on it at the minute, but things are looking pretty likely that he will be doing a second term. I think that's more of the reason why our phrasing is that the next president after Michael D, because it looks like, well, I think we'd all be delighted to see him stay from the term anyway.
And of course, before we go, Aoife, it's really, I suppose, funny, if you want to put it that way, that, you know, there's betting open on all these people, and I list them off there again: Mairead McGuinness, Fergus Findlay, Miriam O'Callaghan, Emily O'Reilly, Eamon O'Keefe, Bertie Ahern, Rory Quinn, Pat Cox, Eamon Ryan, and Gerry Adams. But yet, none of them have expressed an interest in ever running for the office.
No, none have, yes. Bertie's kind of, he's quite elusive about it as well. He's probably the only one in the candidates who is been more keeping some about it. He's kind of, I think he's playing with our minds a wee bit, saying that, you know, I've never said that I won't do it, I might do it. But there are no, but they all look like good candidates for it. And as I said, Mairead McGuinness, she says she's the favourite, she's 5-1. So at the minute, she's running the show and the next president after Michael D. Higgins. But
yeah, well, of course, it's not the first time that Bertie was playing with us. He's a past master at that. As a matter of interest, Aoife, one final, I know I've asked you about five final questions at this stage. Has any money come on into Kenny, seeing as he has stepped down as leader of Fine Gael on being the next president?
We have Enda Kenny in there at 22-1, and of course we have seen some shrewd punters getting behind Enda Kenny because of his tasty odds of 22-1. So we've seen a couple of bets coming in from all right.
Yeah, it would, and I would imagine, Aoife, that not that we're endorsing gambling or betting here at Near FM, but I would imagine if you were going to put a little wager on Enda, now was the time to get it, because I would imagine that those odds would shorten dramatically if he announced an interest in it.
Almost certainly. If he announced an interest, we could definitely see those odds of 22-1 would not last very long at all. So as you said, if you're looking for a big bet and Andy Kenny's your man, 22-1 is probably now your time to get it, because it may not last.
Aoife Ahern from Bilesport, it has been fascinating. I it's something that I never dreamed of before I looked at, but I can tell you when the next election comes round or anything like that, it will be something that we will be taking into account, because, well, as the fella said, it's where public opinion is leading. Aoife, thanks a million for joining us on Northside today.
Thanks very much for having me.
Bye now. Bye bye.
Bye.
Now, that was Aoife Ahern from Bilesport. That's just a little bit of fun to start off a Monday morning. As I said, we're not endorsing gambling or betting here at Near FM, but it is interesting, and you know, while it's fun and it's a bit of crack and everything else, it does actually, as Aoife said there, it does reflect what people are thinking. So you know, you would have thought like that that Emily O'Reilly, Fergus Findlay or Miriam O'Callaghan, just to pick three, would have had a lot more media coverage than Mairead McGuinness, but yet there's Mairead McGuinness at 5-1 leading the poll at the moment. But all will be revealed in the near future.